Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamil, Text 17. Sadrichino hi ayam loke panta chemo kuto bhaya sushilaha sadavo yatra narayana parayanaha sadrichino hiam loke Panta chemo kuto bhaya Sushila sadavo yatra Narayana parayanaha Sadrichino hiam loke Panta chemo kuto bhaya Sushila sadavo yatra Narayana parayanaha Sadrichino hiyam loke Pantachemo kto bhaya Sushila sadavo yatra Narayana parayanaha Shiva Sadhavo Yatra Vaishnavis. Sadri Chinaham, just appropriate. He, certainly. I am this, loke, in the world. Pantaha, path. Chemaha, auspicious. Akata Bayaha, without fear. Sushilaha, well behaved. Sadavaha, saintly persons. Yatra, wherein. Narayana Parayanaha, those who have taken the path of Narayana, devotional service, as their life and soul. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The path followed by pure devotees who are well behaved and fully endowed with the best qualifications is certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from fear and it is authorized by the Shastras. Please repeat. The path followed by pure devotees who are well behaved and fully endowed with the best qualifications is certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from fear, and it is authorized by the Shastras. Purport. One should not think that the person who takes to bhakti is one who cannot perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, or is not sufficiently educated to speculate on spiritual subjects. Mayavadis generally allege that the bhakti path is for women and illiterates. This is a groundless accusation. The bhakti path is followed by the most learned scholars, such as the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramanujacharya. These are the actual followers of the bhakti path. Regardless of whether or not one is educated or aristocratic, one must follow in their footsteps. Mahajano yena katasa panta. One must follow the path of the Mahajans. The Mahajans are those who have taken to the path of devotional service. Sushila sadavo yatra narayana parayanaha. For these great personalities are perfect persons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana sarvarganais tatra samasate suraha. Quote, One who has unflinching devotion to the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods, end quote. The less intelligent, however, misunderstand the bhakti path and therefore allege that it is for one who cannot execute ritualistic ceremonies or speculate. As confirmed here by the word sadrichinaha, bhakti is the path that is appropriate, not the paths of Karmakanda and Gyanakanda. Mayavadis may be Sushila Sadhava, well-behaved saintly persons, but there is nevertheless some doubt about whether they are actually making progress, for they have not accepted the path of bhakti. On the other hand, those who follow the path of the acharyas are Sushila and Sadhava. But furthermore, their path is a kutobayaha, which means free from fear. One should fearlessly follow the 12 Mahajans and their line of disciplic succession and thus be liberated from the clutches of Maya. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Litamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The path of devotional service is open to everyone, from the most learned persons to those who are illiterate. And just because it is open to those who are not so well educated does not mean it is only for such persons. Actually, the path of a strict Mayavadi is open only to educated persons of the Brahminical class, sannyasis. They're supposed to become very learned in the Vedanta Sutra and other scriptures. Even we see that Lord Chaitanya was criticized by the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi, Benares, because he wasn't apparently spending much time, you know, being engaged in scholarly study of the Vedanta Sutra. And he was called to an assembly of the Mayavadis, and you know, he explained to them, well, my spiritual master said I'm not so intelligent, I should just chant, you know, the Hare Krishna mantra. But when called upon to discuss Vedanta Sutra, he was able to explain the Vedanta Sutra in very, very great detail and actually show that the personalist interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra was the actual interpretation, and that the impersonalist interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra given by the Mayavadis was not the right one, was not really correct. And he actually convinced the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi of this. It's a very famous pastime of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya's main method for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement was by chanting and dancing. That was his main method, mass sankirtan. Hara nama, hara nama, hara nama vikevalam, kalauna steva, nasteva, nasteva, gatir anyata. In the age of Kali, the recommended process is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. That is the Yuga Dharma. So Lord Chaitanya demonstrated that. And everyone was attracted to his movement, from the most learned philosophers to the illiterate people in the streets. Although his main method was the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the Sankirtan movement, when called upon, he was ready to discuss philosophy, you know, with the Mayavadi philosophers, with the Muslims, with the Buddhist. He was prepared to discuss philosophy. And his followers, you know, the Goswamis, particularly Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, were very learned philosophers and were capable of discussing these things. But at the same time, they were simple devotees in the sense that they were, all their philosophy led to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and the practice of bhakti yoga, the yoga of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that devotional service is not a simple sentimental thing. Although it is simple for the simple, there is a whole science to devotional service. If we look at the nectar of devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, we see there's very intricate analysis of all the different phases of bhakti, the different rasas, the different emotions. They're very intimately and intricately analyzed by him. So, for ourselves, we don't need to be great scholars. That is not essential for the path of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada has given us a system for practicing devotional service. Mahajano Yenikatasa Panta. So he's given us the proper mixture of, you could say, ritual, study, and bhakti. You know, we have our classes in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. We have our books. They're there for us to study. We have our temple worship. We have our practice of devotional service. So it's given in the right mixture. You know, we shouldn't tamper with the system that Srila Prabhupada's given. You know, he's given everything in a proper balance for the proper age, for this age. So should do that. So this emphasis on bhakti is not artificial. It's not as the Mayavadis say and others say, oh, it's just for simple people. Even, there, in addition to the Mayavadis, there are yogis who might say that also. Well, this bhakti is for, simple people who aren't great scholars or great yogis or great ritualists. So, such people may criticize, oh, you don't know all the rituals. Srila Prabhupada gave the right quantity of rituals. He said, if I told you everything, you would faint. Or some might say, well, we're not great scholars of Vedanta Sutra, or some might say we're not great yogis. But Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham magatena antaratmana shradavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. The greatest yogi is he who is worshipping me with love and devotion. He says, bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. Only by devotional service can I be known as I am in truth. And one knows me perfectly by such devotional service, then one can enter into my abode, enter into my association. So this is the actual purpose of all spiritual activity, to enter into the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to know Him perfectly. So this is the actual goal, and the means for achieving that goal is devotional service, bhakti. Bhaktiya mam abhijananti, Krishna says. And in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayat Yasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayada Hoitikam. And this verse explains the proper relationship between karma, jnana, and bhakti. This verse says, if someone practices devotional service, then there will automatically develop detachment and knowledge. So this these things automatically come, the results of karma and jnana automatically come for one who is practicing devotional service. In the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada explains how it works. In practicing devotional service, one gets knowledge of material and spiritual reality. And it's important to have knowledge of material reality, what it actually is and how it actually comes about. Because we are in the material world right now. We are in material bodies. So therefore, you know, Srila Prabhupada spent a lot of time contradicting a lot of the wrong ideas that people have about material reality, especially the materialistic scientists who want to propose that everything can be explained without God. You know, that life can come from combinations of chemicals, that consciousness is produced by chemicals in the brains, that our bodies have evolved from those of apes and monkeys, that it's all just happening by the material laws of nature. So it's important to understand those things aren't true. That's why Srila Prabhupada spent a lot of time on that, because if people think those things are true, if they think that everything is just coming from matter, then their goals will become very materialistic and they won't pay very much attention to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if they have some conception of God, they will simply be content with trying to perform some rituals so that they can get material satisfaction from God. You know, they won't have any concept of pure devotional service. So it's important to have knowledge of material reality, also of spiritual reality. And the effect of this, Srila Prabhupada says in that purport, is that one will become detached from material activities of sense gratification, and one will become attracted to the activities of pure devotional service, to spiritual sense gratification, you could say, which comes out of selflessness. When one performs selfless devotional service, one experiences the highest pleasure that is possible to get. Srila Prabhupada explains in one of his purports that this process of devotional service is the most congenial form of intimacy. You know, everyone's searching for some intimacy. So this relationship between the soul and Krishna in the relationship of devotional service is the most congenial form of intimacy. So the verse before that verse, Vasudeva Bhagavati, is Savai Pumso Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Adhokshache. That's the highest dharma is bhakti. People are interested in dharma. What is the true occupation of the soul? So there's no higher dharma for the human being than bhakti, pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the verse before Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. And then the one after that, in the first canto, is Dharmas Vinishtita Pumsa Vishvaksena Katasuya Notpadiyat Yade Ritim Shrama Eva Kevalam. So you may have some other dharma. You may be absorbed in karma and jnana and yoga, but if as a result of these dharmas, like as a result of these activities, one does not develop attraction for hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then it's all a waste of time. Shrama evi kevalam. So for everyone, for all classes of people, whether they're very learned and aristocratic or whether they're low-born and illiterate, the real path is the path of the Mahajans, the path of bhakti, the path of devotional service, which we're very fortunate to have come in contact with this movement that was set up by our Mahajan, Srila Prabhupada. And we've somehow or other gotten a little taste of bhakti, so we should follow the path to the very end. stop there. Does anybody have any questions, comments? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. You're welcome.